I gotta have more. I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. No place I'd rather be. Hearing your love, hearing your love.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. He'll meet you there. Good morning, good morning, good morning. First thing I want to ask you to do this morning is get your anointing oil, anoint yourself. But we want to concentrate this morning. You see, when the devil throws a blow, the first place he want to take out is your head, your mind. He want to take out your soul. But before he can take your soul, he got to take your mind. So I want you to get your anointing oil this morning. We're going to anoint your head, and that's where we're going to focus this morning. I'm going to undo the damage that Jose, Jessica, and their conspirators tried to mess you up in your head. But you see, the devil tricked them. It was Satan. They thought they were coming to take me out. And then they figured if they took me out, everything that they had received from me, they could say it was their own. Crazy, crazy, crazy. But the enemy tried to take your head. Understand that. He tried to take over your mind by doing damage to your brain, which is contained in your skull, and that wonderful computer that sits at the top of your brain stem and protects your brain. Because what people forget sometimes, and help me Jesus this morning, is that the mind is not the brain. The mind is contained, your mind is really contained in your whole body. But the headquarters is the brain. But, and you know what? Hear this. Jose had a stroke. He suffered brain damage, and he's still suffering brain damage. When a person is molested, sexually molested, it damages their brain. And until the Lord can restore, recreate, and reestablish the brain, those people have problems the rest of their life. Especially if you've been molested and molested and molested and molested. Which is usually what happens, because once you are molested, remember, it does something up there in the frontal part of the brain, but it messes with the mind. So I'm going to do deliverance this morning, and I hope they're listening, and it has been my desire. I pray that Jose, Angela, and Jessica will get delivered in their brain so that their mind can be set free and that they can repent of what they did. Because, see, God forgives them. God ain't holding it depends on you. It depends on you. When you transgress his commandments, when you repent, he gives you a second chance and a third chance and a fourth, if you don't die before. Because some people die in their trespasses and their sins. That's all I have to say about that. Jennifer, can you post Psalm 66, verse 5? Psalm 66, verse 5. And Brother Joe, can I have some anointing oil on a paper towel, please? I'm going to give you where to anoint yourself in a few minutes. Psalm 66, verse 5. We're about to do some deliverance this morning. Psalm 66, verse 5. I had a conversation last night that opened up my understanding. You see, now you know I feel that you get delivered from to be delivered into. So we'll always do deliverance because there'll always be somebody that needs it, and there'll always be something or some place. Because you know what? Deliverance, many, many times, you have to be delivered from something. And you don't know what it is because you don't know everything. Remember, you don't know everything that August is mine. Okay, thank you. You got yours ready? Okay. You don't know the things that have happened in your family line, in your generational line. And I was praying about this last night, and the Lord said, why do you think, Erica, that in the book of Matthew, it shows all 42 of Jesus' genealogy, his lineage. And, you know, I used to wonder about that. I used to wonder, why did they put down here, you know, 42 generations? That God had to come down, he had to skip down 42 generations before he could find a woman whose womb was prepared and ready to bring into manifestation the Lord Jesus Christ. And God did that to show us that the lineage of Jesus' mama was not perfect and far from it. So God will always, of his own, deliver you. But you need to be just delivered from the whatever it is. Remember the missing link. But I'm probably not going to teach that. Well, I'm going to teach it, of course, but I might not do it over the blog talk or the speaker. In the name of Jesus, I want you to anoint your forehead. In the name of Jesus, I want you to anoint back of your neck. In the name of Jesus, I want you to anoint the left side and the right side of your temple side. In the name of Jesus, the right side. In the name of Jesus, I did say the back of your neck, where the brain stem is, where your head rests at the top of your spine. In the name of Jesus, I want you to anoint your throat, your esophagus. In the name of Jesus, I want you to anoint your left eye. Close your eyes. Anoint your left eyelid in the name of Jesus and your right eyelid in the name of Jesus. I want you to anoint your left ear in the name of Jesus and your right ear in the name of Jesus. I want you to anoint the outside of your left hand and the inside of your left hand in the name of Jesus. I want you to anoint the outside of your right hand in the name of Jesus and the inside of your right hand in the name of Jesus. And I want you to do this. I want you to anoint your heart. Lift your shirt up, your pajamas, whatever you got on, and anoint right over your heart in the name of Jesus. Now, I'm going to be focusing on one area, but you anoint any area on your body. It needs to be healed, needs to be delivered. Oh, don't forget, anoint your tongue and your mouth. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Got that? Now, if you have Spreaker, you can see it there. Psalm 66. Psalm 66, verse 5. Come and see the works of God. He is terrible in his doing toward the children of men. This morning, the Holy Spirit said that angel came. He didn't say anything because the Holy Spirit was talking. And the Holy Spirit was saying, come and see. Come and see. First Samuel 9, 8 through 10. And the servant answered Saul again and said, behold, I have here at hand the fourth part of a shekel of silver. That will I give to the man of God to tell us our way. Before time in Israel, when a man went to inquire of God, thus he spake, come, and let us go to the seer. For he that is now called a prophet was before time called a seer. Then said Saul to his servant, well said, come, let us go. So they went unto the city where the man of God was. I'm going to go ahead and read this. Genesis chapter 18. Genesis 18. And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre. And he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. Talking about Abraham here. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, my Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away. I pray thee from thy servant. Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your heart. After that, you shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant. And they said, so do as thou hast said. And Abraham hastened unto the tent unto Sarah and said, make ready quickly three measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf tender and good and gave it unto a young man. And he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree. And they did eat. And they said unto him, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, behold, in the tent. And he said, I will certainly return unto thee according to the time of life. And lo, Sarah thy wife shall have a son. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old and well stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. Therefore, Sarah laughed within herself, saying, after I am waxed old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord, being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh? Saying, shall I of a surety bear a child which am old? Verse 14. I want you to post this, three people. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Post that. Anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord? Is anything too hard for the Lord. Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, post that, at the time appointed, is anything too hard for the Lord at the time appointed? The time appointed. At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. Look here. Then Sarah denied. God has spoken to her. God spoke to her husband. He spoke to her. He tried to reach her heart. He tried to overcome what she manifested in her own mind as impossible in the natural. God said, that's what too many of you have done. You applied, it's too hard, not God. Is anything too hard for the Lord at the appointed time? That is not your time. That is not my time. But God has an appointed time for anything and everything that he has said shall come to pass. It will happen. And then when Sarah was confronted, she do just like some of y'all do. Try to laugh it off. Try to pretend that that doubt and unbelief had not risen up in your heart. That doubt and unbelief was not resting and hovering in your mind. And then you try to laugh it off. And then when confronted with it, the perfect opportunity to say, God, look, deliver me. She did just what some of you all do. She lied. She tried to deny it, saying, I laugh not. But the reason she laughed wasn't nothing funny. She was afraid. And the angels of God checked her on it. You did laugh. And that's what y'all seem to not be able to stand. The truth. The truth. That you didn't want it at God's appointed time. Because you didn't believe really deep down that God had the ability to do it. And some of you believed that he had the ability to do it, but you didn't believe he had the ability to do it for you. You need to stop laughing and start believing. And the angels checked on it. That's the part I like. You did laugh. And the men rose up and looked towards Sodom. And Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. To bring them on the way, he thought. And the Lord said, shall I hide? Look at this. Look at this. The Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham, who I call my friend? Because the Bible says that God called Abraham friend. Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing, look here, that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation. Abraham, this is God talking here. Shall I keep this thing back from Abraham, my friend, my servant, who I got out here in the wilderness? Because he had faith in me, not knowing where he's going, but he parked here. And his nephew Lot, which I never told to come with him in the first place, that was Abraham's doing. Now he over there in Sodom. He said, shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation. And all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. Now this is what you got to get. 8 people. Post this in the chat room. Verse 19, for I know him. Is it anything too hard for the Lord at the appointed time? I know him. I know him. I know him. I know him. For I know him. For I know him. That he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord. Is it anything too hard for the Lord at the time appointed? I know him, and I know her, and I know they're going to keep my way. I know they're going to do justice and judgment. Their justice, their judgment in those that I know is going to bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of Abraham. For I know him. I know he's going to command his household. I know they're going to keep my way. I know they're going to do justice. I know they're going to do judgment. I know they're going to do the things that are going to enable me, God, to do what I got to do through them. Verse 20, and the Lord said, because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now. Put that in there, 8 people. I know him. I know what he's going to do. I know how he's going to handle my way. And I am going to come down to them. I'm going down. I'm going to check them out. I'm going to check them out myself, God said. I'm going to come and look and see myself. That everything I know of him that is appointed and is going to be, I'm going to go down and take a look for myself. I'm going to see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come unto me. And if they haven't done it, put this down there. I will know. I will know. God say, I will know. I will know. I will know. I'm coming down myself to check everything out as it's supposed to be. I will know whether they've done it or whether they haven't done it. The Bible says in verse 22, and the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. They went toward the mission. They went toward what they had been sent to accomplish. They didn't run from it. They didn't back up off of it. They went toward it. As a matter of fact, they stopped at Abraham's house as they were going toward the fulfillment and the completion of the mission. The Bible says they went towards Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, will you also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Verse 24, the angel of the Lord, as a matter of fact, peradventure there be 50 righteous within the city, will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are there? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, to slay the righteous with the wicked, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Shall not the judge? Abraham was pleading for the righteousness of God to be made manifest for the righteous that are in the middle of the wickedness, in the middle of the wicked ones. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. Abraham must have thought about that thing. And he said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. He recognized himself. He said, I'm but dust and ashes. He knew what he was made of. He said, peradventure, there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Will thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 45, I will not destroy it. Abraham thought about that again, knowing his people, knowing Sodom, knowing that he wasn't even going to find 5 in Lot's family. Do you get this? He said, peradventure, there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. And then, in honors and majesty and respect unto God, he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure, there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30 there. Abraham realizing the truth. What about 20? He said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. Again, he humbled himself. Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet this last time. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. He knew that was his last bit of room. The Bible says, and the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham. And Abraham returned unto his place. You see, Abraham never got out of his place. He never stopped honoring God as having the ability. Never. Brothers and sisters, the Lord asked Moses, is the Lord's hand waxed short? Numbers chapter 11, verse 23. Thou shalt see now whether my word shall come to pass unto thee or not. The Bible says that you are supposed to be the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Now, Ezra, you don't hear too much about Ezra. Ezra chapter 6, verse 21 says, and the children of Israel, which were come out again out of captivity, and all such as had separated themselves unto them from the filthiness of the heathen of the land, to seek the Lord God of Israel. They say, they ate. Ezra 9 through 9:13 says, and after all that has come upon us for our evil deeds and for our great trespass, seeing that thou, our God, has punished us less than our iniquities deserve, and has given us such deliverance as this. Brothers and sisters, Isaiah chapter 66, verse 18 says, for I know their works, and I know their thoughts. It shall come that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory. I want you to say this morning, out of your own mouth, I want you to utter for yourself and for your family and for your generation, Lord, I want to see it. Can I get 8 people to write that in their chat room? I want to see your glory come and deliver. That's all. I want to see it. Sum it up. Lord Jesus, I want to see it. I want to see it. I want to see it. Time to get real. Time to get honest. I want to see it. Don't quantify it, Monica. You don't know what God wants you to see. Don't compartmentalize it. I want to see it. I don't know what it is. At this point, God, I want to see it. Tammy, do not compartmentalize it. That's what y'all do. You put God in a box with too many words. Abraham didn't do that. He just said, will you do it if? Will you do it if? I want to see it. You don't know what it is. You don't know when the appointed time is. You don't know. And stop trying to think you know everything. You don't. But when you say, Lord Jesus, help me. Help me. I want to see it, whatever it is. If it's from you, God, it's good. If it's from you, God, not only is it good, but it will be permanent. I want to see it. I want to see what the righteous have. I want to possess what the righteous have. I want to see it, what's available to me. Because I know I don't have it. I know there's more than this. I want to see it. I want to see it. Lord Jesus, I want to see it. I want to see my appointed time. I want to see it. I want to see those promises you promised Abraham. I want to see it. I want to see the fulfillment of you in my life. I want to see it. Now, this is what I want you to say. Lord Jesus, right now, I loose your Holy Spirit to be activated in my life according to Matthew 18:18. I want to see it. Posters according to Matthew 18:18. I want to see whatsoever you shall loose on earth. Whatsoever you've loosed in heaven. I want to see it loosed in me. I want to see it. Repeat after me. Today, in the name of Jesus, on earth, I loose resurrection life. I loose the gifts of God's healing. Of spirit, soul, and body. I loose the life of God's own Holy Spirit. I loose the fruits of God's own Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, I loose your power in me. To do a complete work in my body, in my soul, in filling my spirit with your own Zoe life. Zoe, Z-O-E, Zoe. Lord Jesus, I renounce and destroy the works of Satan in my life. And Lord Jesus, I appropriate your victory over Satan, every area of my life and that of my family. Today I appropriate. I take on your life, Jesus. Your new life, Jesus. From my old life. Quickly, place both your hands on your head. Right now, quickly. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I destroy the power of the works of the devil in the head. I destroy the power of all strokes. Go, tumors. Go, epilepsy. Go, all psychosis demons. Go, including schizophrenia. Go, go, go. All demons that manifest hallucinations. Go, all demons of frustration. All demonic confusion. Loose my head. Go. All demonic bondage resting in my head. I bind you up. Each of you demons that are bound, you will go to the pit and you will remain there bound and in chains until the day of judgment by Jesus Christ. I renounce and destroy the lies that you have the ability to operate again in me. Go. Demonic bondage in the head. Go. What's happening? I'm going to have to tone my voice down because this mic is so sensitive. I see what it just did. All dread. Go. Go in the head. Loose the head. Loose the head right now. All pressure. All pressure in the brain. All pressure in the mind. Something is trying to mess with the speaker and cut y'all off. I'm trying to fix it. All migraines in the head. Go. Go. All mental torment and all spirits that have caused brain damage. Go. Any and all cysts in the head, in the brain, in the cranium, in the front brain, the back brain, the middle brain, go. Go. Any and all spirits of meningitis throughout the generational family line causing damage in the brain, go. Schizophrenia, I bind you up with every voice. Go. You will no longer overspeak the voice of God. All madness in the brain. Go. You better cough it out. You better cough it out. This is your time. Go. You said it. This is the appointed time. All procrastination in the coming and resting in the brain. Go. 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 Loose the brain. Loose the brain. All manias in the brain. Go. 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 Get out the brain. Loose the brain. Worry. Go. Get out the brain. Every lie contained in the brain, I bind you up, command you to go to the pit, loose the brain in the name of Jesus. Anxiety, go out the brain right now. Right now. Spiritism in the brain, the Lord God rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Got your hands on your head, right? All demonic headaches from pressure and witchcraft, go out the brain. Get out the head. Get out of the head right now. All spirits of suicide contained in the head. All spirits of cancer contained in the head. Go. Get out. Loose that body in the name of Jesus right now. All cancer. Go. Get out the head in the name of Jesus. Any blood clots, I command you to dissolve in the head. Go. Get out in the name of Jesus. I bind up Alzheimer's in the head. Go, Alzheimer's. I bind up dementia in the head. Loose that head in the name of Jesus. I bind up and destroy the power of all spirits of paranoia in the head. Let that head go in the name of Jesus. I destroy those memory, those demons that cause memory loss and forgetfulness. Go out the head. Loose that head. Loose that head. I destroy spirits of madness, craziness, mental slowness from Freemasonry or any other secret society unloose on the masses of the people so that the elitists can try to rule and have authority over your destiny and my destiny. Go get out the brain right now. Loose the brain in the name of Jesus. Poverty, go out the brain. Go the mindset of poverty. I destroy your power right now. Go! I break the power of all blood sacrifices, all human sacrifices, all the way in the generation, all the way back to Adam, that are still hiding in the brain. Go! Get out the brain. Loose the brain. Loose the brain. I want to see it, Lord. I want to see it. I want to see it. I want to see it. Come see a man that has been freed in their brain, in their head. Go, every mindset, through any and all spoken words, curses, jinxes, hexes, vexes. Go, get out. All mind binding fear. Go, all mind binding stress. Go. All mind-binding nightmares, lying through the dream realm. Go in the name of Jesus. All occult spirits, I break your power unloose to cause harm and cause difficulty in the brain, in the mind. Go! All witchcraft sent to the head, sent to the physical head, sent to the spiritual head, sent to the financial head, sent to the relational head. I bind you up on earth because God has bound you up in heaven. Go! Loose that head. Loose the head. Go! I destroy your intent and your works to bring dominion, manipulation, domination, and control to the head of any other person. I break those curses. I break that power. Go! Loose the head. In the name of Jesus. Now, quickly, put your hands over your eyes. Place one hand over each eye. In the name of Jesus, I break and destroy those spirits unloose to cause spiritual blindness and natural blindness in the eyes. Go! Those spirits that have been unloose to cause floaters and farsightedness in the eyes. Go! All weakness of the eyes from witchcraft, occultism, shamanism, devils, demons, and evil human spirits, loose those eyes. Go! I break the power of all cataracts, nearsightedness in the eyes. Go! I destroy the power from the evil eyes of witchcraft, from any culture, any occultism that believes in the negative evil power of the evil eye. I take the blood of Jesus and I rub it on those eyes right now. Go! I destroy all evil eye, all evil glaucoma, all lazy eyes, all diseases of the eye, dry eyes and runny eyes. And I destroy all devilish spiritual blindness unloose through any type of Freemasonry or religion. I break that Catholicism. I go in the name of Jesus. Loose those eyes. Lay your hand on each ear. Just keep or lay one hand over each ear. In the name of Jesus, I break and destroy all deaf and dumb from witchcraft. Go, deaf and dumb. Go, dumb and deaf. Go, loose those ears in the name of Jesus. All deafness. Go, all confusion. Go, all off balance. And, you know, can't get your right balance, which makes you walk into stuff and stumble into stuff. Loose those ears. Go, all spirits causing inner ear problems. Go, ear aches. Go, that's what it is, loss of balance and ringing in the ears. The Lord God rebuke you. Go, all lying spirits lodged in the inner ear, the outer ear, and holding demons that cause peeping and muttering and that speak lies into the ear that can only be heard through the ears of the beholder whose ears it is. However it go, Jesus. Heal and deliver. Go. Heal and deliver those ears. Open those ears. Ears. I command you to open up right now. Go. Go. All spiritual deafness, intent. We break your power. Go. Inner infection. Go. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Spirits of error. Go through the ears. Meniere's syndrome. Loose those ears. Go. Go. Go, deafness. Go, go, go out the ears. Loose those ears. Get out. Get out. I terminate every contract on the head. Go. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of any exchange in the head. Go. Get out. Bound and in chains to the pit until the day of judgment by Jesus Christ. Place your hand over your nose. One hand over your nose. I break the power of all witchcraft intent through the nose. All damage done by any kind of drugs going up the nose. Any kind of nasal sprays going up the nose. I break the power of any damage in the cells inside the nose, the mucous membranes inside the nose. Go out the nose in the name of Jesus. Power of those demons that cause the loss of smelling in the nose. Go that cause the nose to bleed. Go that cause breathing difficulties through the nose. Go, I break the power of the demons and spirits to cause post-nasal drip. Go, sinusitis. Go, and I command any polyp fall out that nose and get out the nose right now in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Loose that head, Satan. I cancel every occultic witchcraft trap. By intent, I command your shadow book to burn. Burst into flames and burn. I burn the book of shadows in the name of Jesus. I cancel every witchcraft contract and I destroy the power of every witchcraft agreement through any food, through any air, through any touch. Go! Do any marks. Go in the name of Jesus. Right now. Right now. Place your hand over your mouth. I break the power of any gum infection. Go. Bad bites. Go. Sores in the mouth. Go. Stuttering. Go. Bad breath. Go. Swearing and cursing. Go! God, we repent for what we call slips. Go! Forgive me. Forgive me. Swearing. Go! dirty stories coming out the mouth. Alcohol burning up the cells and the taste buds. Go out the mouth. Pharmakia, the Lord God rebuke you from those pills, prescriptions, meds. Go. Gluttony. Go. Lockjaw. Go. Pyrrhea. Tooth decay. Go. Loss of taste. Go. We break the power of all spirits that was unloosed through gossip of the mouth. Go. All serpentine spirits from any and all chakras. New age. Vomit up out the mouth. Go! Go! All transference of spirits. Vomit up out the mouth. Go! Vomit up! Vomit up! Those demons deposited from those chakras. All cancer due to what was spoken out of the mouth, wither up and die. Go! Lip sores. Go! Oral sex. Go! Words of blasphemy and lying spirits. Go! All spirits of addiction brought on by something taken in through the mouth. Get out! Go! All dumbness came in because of the wrong thing spoken out of your mouth. Father God, we break every curse placed on the head. Loose! God's people, in the name of Jesus, and go! You will see it. You will see it. And you will see it now. Father God, every area that was emptied out, filled by the power of your own Holy Spirit. Feel. Feel, 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 God. Fill them up, fill them up, fill them up. Let them see it. And let them see through the eyes of your own Holy Spirit. Loose every covering. Drop. Fall, dissipate off those spiritual eyes. S-E-E-R, seer, prophet, come forth in the name that is above every name. Fear prophets, come forth in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. Free, filled, and flowing. Now, free, filled, flowing, and seeing. Free, filled, flowing, and seeing. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Come see. Come see. Come see. Come see. open up those spiritual eyes. Thank you. 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 Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Anybody really love him tonight? put your hands together and help me to welcome Minister DeAndre Patterson all the way from Chicago. Come on, come on, y'all, come on. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
I love to hear, love to see the world sounds like music in my ear.
Shepherd, first name Erica. See you tomorrow.